From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China has condemned North Korea's latest launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile, joining criticism by the United States and South Korea. China's foreign ministry said in a statement Saturday that the launch defied UN Security Council resolutions and the common wish of the international community. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said North Korea's latest launch was blatant in violation of multiple United States Security Council resolutions. The top diplomat added that as a principal economic enabler of North Korea's nuclear weapon and ballistic missile development program, China and Russia bear unique and special responsibility. South Korea's Defense Minister Song Young-moo speaks through an interpreter.
North Korea's ballistic missile launch is a serious, provocative act that clearly violates the UN Security Council resolutions multiple times and threatens security and peace on the Korean Peninsula. In particular, even though our government has proposed holding military talks, North Korea went ahead with its missile provocation.
The White House chief of staff has been replaced with a retired Marine Corps general who has been running the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Reince Priebus had been increasingly sidelined in recent weeks by President Donald Trump. In speaking to reporters Friday, the press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the conversations about this started about 2 weeks ago. Still, University of Akron political science professor David Cohen says this is unusual.
Reince Priebus, save for the chiefs of staff that closed out administrations, Reince Priebus is by far the shortest serving chief of staff in our nation's history.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's choice for White House chief of staff, retired Marine General John Kelly, was one of the military's longest-serving commanders before Mr. Trump named him Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security. The 67-year-old Kelly is known for his blunt-spoken style and is popular with military personnel. Mr. Trump described him in a tweet Friday as a great American and a great leader. Kelly has worked to carry out Trump's election promises, including plans to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, deport undocumented immigrants, and tighten visa screening efforts to thwart potential terrorists. The White House says President Trump's approval of Congress comes with new sanctions against Russia, and he intends to sign a bill. In a statement Friday, the press secretary said the president has reviewed the final version of the bill that outlines additional sanctions against a wide range of Russia industries. The bill also gives Congress the ability to block the president from lifting the Russia sanctions, since the Trump administration had to oppose the sanctions aimed at punishing Russia for allegedly interfering in last year's U.S. presidential elections. Against the backdrop of the site where 15 members of the notorious MS-13 gang were arrested for murder last week in Suffolk County on New York's Long Island, President Trump Friday promised to liberate towns from gangs. Speaking to a group of law enforcement officers, Mr. Trump called on Congress to approve funds for an additional 10,000 Immigration and Customs Enforcement Officers, or ICE, in order to root out the criminal cartels.
MS-13 gang members have brutally murdered 17 beautiful young lives in this area on Long Island alone. Think of it. They butchered those little girls. They kidnap, they extort, they rape, and they rob. They prey on children. They shouldn't be here.
The U.S. president also appeared to support police brutality in his remarks. He said, "Don't be nice," he told the officers. He decried the practice officers have of shielding the heads of handcuffed detainees. Sri Lanka has signed a $1.1 billion deal with a Chinese company to sell a majority stake in a controversial deep port in a bid to slash debt, and says it has addressed concerns that China could use support for military purposes. The deal was signed after months of renegotiation following strident opposition to the project, while critics at home warned that handing majority control to the Chinese threatens national security. Neighboring India fretted about China gaining access to a strategic port in its immediate neighborhood in the Indian Ocean. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.